Welcome back to the Roundtable. It's 11:33. Our Falling Into Place series spotlights the important work of and fosters collaboration between not-for-profit organizations in our communities, allowing us all to fall into place. Falling Into Place is supported by the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation, providing a helping hand to turn inspiration into accomplishment. See more possibilities, see more promise, see more progress. CEO, the Commission on Economic Opportunity, is a community action agency with a mission of helping people in the community that are dealing with poverty. Its largest programs are Head Start, Universal Pre-K, WIC, weatherization services, and a large food pantry. We're joined today by President and Chief Executive Officer of CEO, Catherine Machel, Director of Education and Training for the Schenectady Social Enterprise and Training Center, Rebecca Pavla, and Youth Build student, Katie Murray. And we're talking, you know, this Falling Into Place segment often talks about this collaboration between not-for-profit organizations, and this is a perfect example of that. So before we get into the collaboration part, Catherine Machel, tell us a little bit about this Commission on Economic Opportunity, what it is, how it came to be, and what it is you do.
Great. Well, good morning, everyone.
I should say that. And good morning.
It's just an honor to be here today.
Oh, and it's nice to have you here.
The Commission on Economic Opportunity is a community action agency. There are actually over 1,000 community action agencies across the entire country and Puerto Rico. And we are charged with helping people who are living in poverty through our programs. And we have our roots back in the early 60s in the War on Poverty, when the Head Start programs were created and food pantries, WIC programs. And our agency is over 50 years old, and we run over 20 different programs. We employ over 250 people in Rensselaer County and in the surrounding area. And our main programs, as you mentioned, are our early childhood programs. We have Head Start. We have pre-K programs in many of our local school districts. And we also have a very large food pantry that serves close to 800 individuals per month. We run the WIC program for the county. We run a WIC vendor management program where we inspect in 40 different counties. We inspect the merchants and license the merchants who receive the WIC product.
You do the licensing.
We do the inspections and the training for the merchants who sell WIC products in 40 counties across New York State. We have a program that is a weatherization program, and we go into homes where people who are income qualified, and we winterize their homes, we tune and clean their furnaces, we help make sure their windows are fully insulated, and do a number of other things in homes. So we have a construction crew that works with us. We have a foster grandparent program, which are people who are 55 and older, who are income qualified, and they volunteer in our classrooms with our students, and they receive a small stipend for those services. We also have a number of other programs. I mentioned our WIC program. They serve about 1,000 people a month. A number of other programs that focus on serving people who are living in poverty.
Is this a gratifying job for you?
I love it. Yeah. I love it. This is the bread and butter of my career. I spent 27 years in mental health, serving people through mental health services, and this is just an honor and true purpose for me to do this job.
Well, it's a big and varied task that you have. $20 million budget, right?
Correct.
And the Commission on Economic Opportunity does many things, which brings us to our next person. And this is Rebecca Pavla, a Director of Education and Training for the Schenectady Social Enterprise and Training Center. Welcome. Nice to have you here.
Thank you. Thank you. And good morning.
Tell us about your organization.
So Seed Center spun out from under Northern Rivers roughly 4 years ago. Realized that our mission alignment was shifting. We originally ran a youth build program under Northern Rivers.
What was Northern Rivers?
Northern Rivers is a family and child welfare agency.
I see.
And we were developing social enterprises to better meet the young people that we serve, which was the kind of the start of some of the mission alignment shift. And under the support of Northern Rivers, we were able to develop an amazing youth build program that served roughly 200 plus young people since 2006.
What is the Youth Build program?
Sure. Youth Build works with young adults 16 to 24 who may not have found success in the traditional education setting. We work with young people on removing barriers that prevented education from being a success in the past. That might have been young people having children at a young age. It may have been, you talked about poverty, having challenges around housing, challenges around meeting basic needs such as food, transportation, or mental health. Many different things impact a young person's ability to be successful in a traditional education setting. And so Youth Build does a lot to remove those barriers in order to ensure a young person's success.
Which sort of brings us to back to Catherine Machel. How did Youth Build end up being connected with CEO?
Well, a lot of nonprofits operate independently, and we operated the Youth Build program in Rensselaer County for close to 20 years. And Schenectady, through the SEAT program, offered Youth Build for many years. And we thought, well, why not combine our resources and do it together? And what it does is it offers more resources to the youth. We have more youth that we're able to recruit for the program.
How does the recruitment work?
Well, we share staff. We recruit through school districts. Families often make referrals to the program. They're often students themselves who've completed the program refer other students. My staff got together with the SEAT Center staff, our administrative team, and we hit it off. We just got along great. We found that we had very common goals. Our missions were very similar. And we said, why don't we do this together? And I'll tell you, the funders that provide support to these programs, they love the fact that nonprofits are working together.
Is that an uncommon thing?
It is. Believe it or not, it is uncommon. And often foundations who are generous with their dollars often are asked multiple times by many agencies.
Right.
And they love the fact that they're going to target many more people with the dollars that they're giving you. So they love this partnership. They love hitting more people, more bang for their buck, really.
Absolutely.
Is this something that is happening more across the nation, or do you feel like you're at the vanguard here?
You're starting to see it more. For example, in our region, the Boys and Girls Club, they started to partner. Rensselaer County and Albany County came together.
We've had them on, yes, talking about that.
And it's wonderful. And what happens is you pay less for your administrative support, but you also share the resources, the backroom functioning that you have, and also your staff. The training, we combine our training dollars. And, you know, to be honest with you, my favorite part is it's fun. It's fun, and it's for the best interests of the students.
Well, you know, we do have an alum of Youth Build here, and Katie Murray, thank you for being here.
Don't
be nervous. But you think that the Youth Build program that you went through was about less than a year, right?
Yeah, it was less than a year.
And do you feel that it was a fairly positive experience for you?
Yeah, before Youth Build, I wasn't going to school, but I always had good grades, so when I had gotten kicked out of school, I was looking for options how to get back into school, and I came across Youth Build.
How did you come across it?
I was just online searching for schools, looking for something different.
Yeah. And how old were you at the time?
At the time, I was 18, I believe.
Yeah.
I'm about 17.
And you found this just by chance?
Yep.
All right, well, this gets to a point. How do you get beside a radio station like this, how do you get the word out, Rebecca, about Youth Build?
Sure. We've relied a lot on social media as of late. Without a doubt, word of mouth from other Youth Build alum is a powerful marketing tool. And honestly, we hit the streets. We're oftentimes at community events. We pop up on street corners, hang up flyers.
Does it work?
Absolutely. Young people who are just kind of hanging out on street corners and aren't sure what to do with themselves. A lot of young people don't want that to be their lifestyle, but don't know where else to turn to. And so their willingness to engage in conversation with a life-changing opportunity that, you know, gives them an a chance at hope, talks about purpose, is really engaging.
Katie, what are some of the things that you now have taken forward from this program? I mean, how has it changed you and made you better?
I got my HSC, which is a high school equivalency. I did a construction trade.
Yeah.
So I now have my OSHA 10 and certifications to do construction. I'm now a certified CNA, and I start college in January.
Well, that's fantastic. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
We are joined today by President and Chief Executive Officer of CEO, Catherine Machel, Director of Education and Training for the Schenectady Social Enterprise and Training Center, Rebecca Pavla, and Youth Build alum, Katie Murray. Where do you want to see this program develop in the future? Do you want more growth, or are you happy where you are?
Well, I think the need is great, and so we are looking forward to continuing to develop our partnership with CEO.
Who's in charge?
It's definitely a collaboration.
It is. Jennifer Lawrence is the chief executive officer for the SEAT Center. And the actual funding for Youth Build is a federal funding, and it comes from the Department of Labor, and it also has an AmeriCorps volunteer component to it. So the students also do several hundreds of hours of volunteer work.
Individually, 450 hours, collectively.
They get a scholarship out of that.
Yes.
I guess my point is, human nature being what it is, collaborations of this sort, whether it's two nonprofits or whatever, who is in charge of the show here? Do we have arguments regularly? Does Catherine call up Rebecca and yell?
Actually, we have great communication. And both, of course, Jennifer, myself, and our administrative team, we get together on a regular basis. Our board of directors are extremely supportive, our funders. So I think for me, the key is the communication, and it's a common mission of looking out for the best interests of our community.
Without a doubt. It's an honor to work with CEO. I know that if Jennifer Lawrence were here, she would reiterate that same message.
Why isn't she here?
She is at another meeting.
Unacceptable, frankly.
she keeps the ship running.
Okay.
Without a doubt.
Well, diplomatically said. Well done.
She's a phenomenal individual and certainly committed to ensuring not only the success of the program partnership with CEO Troy, but we at SEAT Center have expanded into the Albany area and are running strong in Schenectady, serving over 200 young people annually now. So we've, in the past 4 years, grown significantly from our location in Schenectady.
In the 30 seconds or so we have left here, how do those listeners interested in this get involved and learn more?
Well, we're always looking for volunteers, volunteers through Youth Build, volunteers into our classrooms. Certainly you can always make a targeted donation to the program. Right now we're doing adopting for the holidays. We're adopting our Youth Build students in order to make sure that they have the clothing and things that they need.
And we'll put links up on our website.
Absolutely.
I want to thank you all for being here. Catherine Machel and Rebecca Pavla and Katie Murray, thank you all for being with us. Links will be posted on our webpage, wamc.org/roundtable. Falling Into Place, supported by the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation. And you can find out more at wamc.org.